hidden within the urbane skin of an Englishman. It understands what makes us tick, shares, thanks to years of compulsion and indoctrination, our goals, and it has an eerie judgment of character, too. I believe it may be of significant use to the Double Cross Committee in rooting out enemy spies. But if you're thinking of using it as a weapon, I would advise you to think again. I'm not sure the Gesh, or Teapot's indoctrination, would hold together if it is allowed to unleash its full power. Teapot is the sort of gun you fire only once. Then it explodes in your hand. Signed, J.F.C. Fuller. I'm not going to explain how I got here from there. Just take it as a given that it is now 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm still in the office, but called Mo half an hour ago to see she's okay. I haven't shaved or slept, and there's a bloody Baron meeting in 5 minutes. I've got Amarok running on my desktop, playing Drowning in Berlin on endless repeat, because I need a pounding beat to keep me awake, and I've plowed through the Codicil Black Skull file that Angleton left me, and then on into a bunch of tedious legwork for this morning's session. I'm suffering from severe cognitive dissonance. Every so often you think you've got a handle on this job, on the paperclip audits and interminable bureaucracy and committee meetings, and then something insane crawls out of the woodwork and gibbers at you. Something crazy enough to give James Bond nightmares that just happen to be true. I close the CBS file, and I'm just sticking it back in my secure document safe, when Iris pops her head round the door. "Bob, are you ready to do battle with Bloody Baron yet?" I groan quietly. "I think I need a coffee, but yeah, I'll be along just as soon as I've locked this." I poke at the keypad, and it twiddles happily. Not that an electronic lock is the only security we rely on. Anyone who tries to crack this particular safe is going to wake up in hospital with a hangover the size of a whale. "White, no sugar, right?" "You're a star. I'll be right with you." Did I remember to say good management cures the king's evil and makes coffee too? Because if not, it's all true. 10 minutes later, I'm sitting in room 206 again, with a mug of passable paint stripper in front of me, and a printout of the minutes. It's a very cut-down rump session today. France is absent, Iris is tapping her fingers, and Shona is looking as if she'd like to be away with the fairies while Chaudhry drones on. "No observed deviations from traffic intercept patterns established over the past week, and no notified agent movements yesterday." What the hell? I'm bored. I clear my throat. Chaudhry glances at me, irritated. "What is it, Howard?" "These non-existent agent movements wouldn't happen to include Punin, would they? Because I'm sure if Punin so much as farted in F-flat minor, our boys would be up his arse with a gas spectrograph, wouldn't they?" I'm pleased to see that both Shona and Iris are paying attention. Shona's nostrils flare unconsciously, and Iris raises an eyebrow at me. Chaudhry, however, is a harder nut. He frowns. "Don't be silly. Of course they'd spot him if he was in the UK." "Really?" I lean back, cross my arms, and bare my teeth at him. Maybe he'll mistake it for a grin. "Explain last night, then." He stops dead. "What happened last night?" I glance at the sitrep folder. "Punin isn't in the UK, according to that folder. So how exactly is it that he picked me up as I was leaving work and bought me a pint of ESB in the Frog and Tourette's?" "Preposterous," Chaudhry glares. Neither Shona nor Iris is smiling. "You'd better explain," Iris tells me. "What I said. Here is a hint. Punin knew. He tried to pump me about Teapot, so I played dumb. He knows the rules, left me a calling card. It's downstairs in the security office safe. For reasons of operational security, I didn't report the contact immediately, but I'm reporting it now. The plumbers should be able to confirm it from the pub CCTV. I sit up. "Personally, I find the implications highly suggestive."
"Why did you not tell security?"
Shona stops, her eyes widening. "We're not as secure as we'd like to be. I'd rather not spread it around beyond this committee for the time being." Iris's brows furrow.
"You're taking rather a lot on your shoulders, aren't you?"
"I'm only doing what Angleton would advise." Chaudhry has spent the past 30 seconds or so looking hurt and offended. Now he collects his dignity.
"This can't possibly be right. Oversight don't get their movement reports wrong. Perhaps you were taken in by an imposter." I assure you, you didn't see Panin last night. He was in Madrid.
I am getting tired of this shit. According to your sit-rep, he was sighted in Madrid at 4 p.m., I point out. That's plenty of time to catch a flight into London City and accost me outside the front door at 8:15. If you had bothered to check the duty rotor behind that sighting... Gosh, I didn't know he could turn that shade of pink. You'd know that the Madrid office files their report at 5 local time, which is 1600 hours on British summertime, and they go home at 6. And if you got out from behind your desk once in a while, you'd know that the Madrid office consists of 2 cotton tops and their pet chihuahua, whose job is to take whatever the Guardia Civil feeds them and barf it over the wire on demand, rather than actually running surveillance boxes on visiting opposition controllers. Like I said, the pub CCTV, not to mention the Maginot Blue Stars Network and Panin's mobile phone company's log files, will back me up on this. I'm right, you're wrong, and I would appreciate it if you'd stop acting like a complete prat and pay attention. I find that during my little rant I must have stood up. I'm leaning over the table, balanced on my fists, and Chaudhry is leaning over backwards in his chair, not balanced in the slightest.
This is harassment, he sputters. Intimidation.
No. I sit down hastily before Iris can get a word in. Intimidation is when you're boxed in by a 13th Directorate officer and 2 Spetsnaz thugs he borrowed from the embassy. I'd recommend it sometime. It'll be good practice for when the auditors decide to rake you over the coals. Shona has been bottling it up for some time, and now she lets rip.
Bob, what exactly did Panin want? I think you'd better make a full statement.